Thanks, Cian. Flattering and fawning. That's how the Irish Times describes the European leaders that they're meeting with Donald Trump in the White House on Monday. The Mirror carries photos from behind the scenes at that meeting, including one of Donald Trump showing them his collection of MAGA baseball caps. Three headlines on one page in the Examiner sum up the aftermath of the meeting. One reads, Russia bombards Ukrainian city hours after Washington summit. Below that, Trump rules out sending US troops to Ukraine. And beside that, an opinion piece headlined, There's so much left to do. A Ukrainian story with an Irish angle appears in several papers. The Sun says that a Ukrainian language film has been chosen to represent Ireland at the Oscars. It's directed by an Irishman and is based in a wellness centre in Ukraine during the war. It's about residents seeking love, healing and escape through unusual therapies. Locals Heroes. That's the headline on the front page of the Star over a story that appears in most papers. It's about a group of villagers in County Limerick who clubbed together to buy their local pub to stop it closing down. The Independent says 26 people in the village of Kiltealy invested up to €15,000 each to rescue the pub. David Raleigh, who reported on the story, says the new owners are an eclectic mix of a barrister, solicitor, pharmacist, carpenter, teacher, a sign maker, builders, farmers and electricians. He doesn't mention anyone with bar experience, although he does say the team includes a clinical psychologist. An update to a news story from earlier in the summer appears in the Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. You may recall that a camp for children run by Cricket Ireland was cancelled in County Down after a local Orange Lodge objected to the inclusion of children from GAA clubs. Yesterday, the papers have photo spreads of a multi-sports camp run by Cricket Ireland in Belfast for 160 children from across the North and Donegal. According to the Irish News, the camp allowed kids to experience each other's sports in a fun and supportive setting. And on kids, there are three pieces on parenting in the papers this morning. The Examiner carries a feature on how millennial parents are nostalgic for their own childhoods and are swapping screens for arts, crafts and board games. The paper says they're parenting like it's 1999. There's not such a glow around parenting in a piece about by Kira Sadler in the Irish Times. She's a parent, and as are many of her friends, and she says it ruins nights out, with people talking endlessly about their children and then going home too soon because they have to be up early with the kids. The headline there, listening to people talking about their children is the best form of contraception available. Although in the future, contraception may be moot, according to a report in the Examiner, which says there's a fertility crisis around the world with sperm counts falling. The papers say researchers are linking this to plastic pollution. And the Oasis concerts are still in the papers. The Mirror and the Star have photos from a video supposedly shot inside Croke Park by a fan who said he was locked inside a toilet for 3 hours. But it wasn't an accident. According to the Mirror, the fan was trying to get into the concert for free. He dressed all in black, got a fake wristband and passed himself off as a bar worker. He described the whole escapade as the greatest master plan.